organic menus. "That's great about the meeting," Julia said as casually as she could. "Did he tell you about it?" "Chris? Why would I be talking to him?" McKenna shoved her playfully. No. The hot guy you went to New York for? The hot guy I know you're into? Are you going to see Clay while he's in town?" She shrugged and looked away, and those twin gestures were enough for her sister to stop her in her tracks and park her hands on her hips. "Whoa! What's going on?" And with that, it was as if a tight knot started to unravel in her. She might not be able to tell her sister about her money troubles, but she could at least let her know about her man woes. "I did see him last night. I don't think it's going to work out between us," she said, and she didn't bother to strip the frustration from her voice or the residual sadness. A sob threatened to lodge in her throat and turn into a fit of dumb waterworks. But giving in to the tears was like kicking a brick wall. It didn't do any good, and you were left mostly with a stubbed toe.
"Oh, no. Why do you say that?"
"He's too far away in New York, and I'm just busy here, and he's all about work."
"That stinks," McKenna said, and she stomped her foot on the sidewalk.
The gesture was so childlike that Julia couldn't help but laugh. "But at least you weren't too far in," she said, her eyes full of hopefulness. She wrapped an arm around her sister. Julia was tempted to reassure her, to tell her it was nothing, just a night here, a weekend there, but it wasn't. He was more, so much more. "Actually, I really liked him a lot, so it's a bit of a bummer."
"Then we need to go drown our sorrows in French fries and cake. Let me take you out," McKenna offered.
Julia said yes, and though the French fries were fantastic, they weren't enough, not even close, to forget about the man she couldn't have. The problem was, she didn't have any room in her life for him, and if she let him linger any more in her heart, she'd surely lose the game tonight. Tonight was for winning. Chapter 2. The venture capitalist with the laughing tell was back, and he spent most of the game staring at Julia. But Hunter must have gotten a tip to strike that laugh from his repertoire, because the first time he chuckled, Julia went all in and lost a cool grand. He'd really had three kings. No bluffing. He'd likely snagged himself a poker tutor, some former pro player who now trained eager wannabe card sharks in the ways of the game, or a grizzled old veteran needing to earn a dime or two after he'd retired. She'd seen it before among the hotshots. A pivot here, a change up there, all signs that they were being coached on the side, and that they thought they were hot shit. He wasn't. No one was. "I'm in," he said, shoving a black chip into the pot, eyes on her the whole time, like she was his prey. So wrong. She was the predator. They were all her enemies, every last one of them, and just because she'd lost a hand didn't mean she was going to lose the game. She rubbed her index finger against a black chip, checked out her cards again, then scanned Hunter's face. Pale skin, pockmarks from acne probably garnered only a few years ago when he was in high school, and a nice straight nose. His blue eyes were locked on her, and that was another clue he'd hired a tutor. He'd probably been told to stare her down, the tutor thinking that would knock her off her game. Didn't work. Not in general, and certainly not tonight, when she had jetpacks of anger fueling her. She was pissed at Dylan, pissed at Stevie, pissed at Charlie, pissed at Hunter, and most of all, pissed at Clay for not believing her. If only he could see her now, he'd feel like a goddamn heel for casting all that doubt on her. He'd acted like she was a lying drug user, like his ex. Ha! Couldn't be farther from the truth. She wished she could record this game with a secret hidden camera and show him. "There, see? I'm this scumbag's ringer till my debt is